Joining us for our usual chat on a Tuesday is May Quaid for our Cope with Hope. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good. Good morning to you. And you're keeping well? Has it been a good week for you?
Not a bother. No, it has. It has been a good week, I must say. I'm enjoying the fact that I have my two vaccines now, and that I can wander further than 5 kilometres in my own county. So there you go. It's good. It's good. Everything is good at the moment.
Good. And a lot of people talking about, yes, indeed. Well, a lot of people talking about getting out and about. We can go within our county, but it'll probably be expanded. And there's such a thing, I believe, as a smart pass for travelling to the north, to Northern Ireland, and having free travel. How do you get one of those?
Yes, this smart pass allows you to travel free on all buses and rail services in Northern Ireland if your free travel card allows you to travel with a spouse, a civil partner, a cohabitant. They can travel for free on cross-border journeys, but they cannot accompany you for free within Northern Ireland. The free travel card holders wishing to avail of All Ireland free travel within Northern Ireland can get a senior smart pass card, and you have to contact your local intro centre or social welfare branch office. The social welfare branch office would probably be the easier one to do that.
Yeah.
So I've used it myself now, which is great. Oh yeah, I have it. I've had it for years.
So what happens? You go to maybe go to Amiens Street Station, Connolly Station, right?
And
you're going to Belfast. I know it used to be Amiens Street.
Amiens Street. I know. You're giving away your age, Declan. Stop.
Maybe I am. Oh yeah, I know them all, Westland Row, you know.
So do I.
Anyhow, you arrive at Connolly Station, which was since 1966, I think. And the thing is that you want to get your train ticket. Now, if you're travelling within the Republic, you go up and you go to the hatch, and I believe you get your ticket and things. But what do you do when you're going to, say, Newry or Belfast on the train?
Well, they give you a separate ticket then from Newry to Belfast, and then the same on the way back. And, you know, that's how it covers it. And I must say, they're extremely polite and very good, and the people up in the north are great as well. Now, I haven't been up there for about 2 years, because the last time I went up at the invitation of a group that we exchange ideas and whatever with up there, and I must say, they were extremely hospitable. And actually, we're going to have a coffee morning with them tomorrow. They're called the G6 Group in Belfast, and we'll be exchanging our experiences and whatever that's going on. What happened was, they came down to a seminar that we had here in Wicklow, and they invited us back, and they got a grant, and we were invited up there, went on the train, and we had hotel accommodation and a dinner. And they were so, so nice to us. And one of the things that they brought us around to various of their activities, and one of them was these people who were retired from the circus, and they're living up in Belfast. Now, I don't know what circus they're retired from, but they decided to do all these exercises with us. Well, I'll tell you, I had aches and pains for about 3 days after. But they were wonderful people, and, you know, it's lovely. So we're looking forward to the old coffee morning tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So we're going to be talking to them as well.
Excellent.
So it's nice.
Okay, a lot of talk as well, May, about attendances at funerals and maybe a change there.
Oh, yeah. There is a change. From next Monday, the 26th of April, you can have 25 people in attendance at a funeral. I mean, Declan, it's not an awful lot of people, but it's better than what was of 10. So, you know, I mean, it's so sad that people can't interact with each other and, you know, commiserate with each other when this is going on. But at least it's a little bit better, 25 people from next Monday.
Right, and that's Monday. Okay.
Yes, the 26th.
Yeah. Now, you're, of course, from the Older Persons Council, and you're all getting together. Is this a virtual getting together now?
Unfortunately, yes. It's on the 28th of May, and, you know, we were going to have an annual general meeting, but then sure what we were going to be talking about. So we decided to have a connect meeting with our groups so they can all tell us what they've been doing or not doing in the last 12 months. And it's more like a chat than anything else. So there'll be more details about that later and I'll give them to you. Okay?
Very good. And I don't know if you... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, you go ahead.
I don't know if you saw that article in the Irish Times yesterday. It was featured around the place as well, about over 65s advised not to drink strong tea during meals and to take more vitamin D supplements, more protein, and cut back on the salt because it's not good for you. But the tea was interesting because seemingly drinking tea with a meal drags out a lot of the nutrients with the food you're having and flushes it out of you without doing you any good. Food Safety of Ireland, what did you reckon of that?
Oh, for God's sake, I drink tea that, it's called builder's tea, I can tell you, because my husband thinks it's desperate. It's nearly black. I used to drink black tea, and then the doctor told me that wasn't good for your digestion, and I had to put, I only put a tincture, if that's a good word, of milk in my tea. I hate milky tea, and I hate anyone to put my milk in the tea first. So I drink tea all the time. And I tell you, Declan, it hasn't done me any harm. Mind you, I get that suggestion now and again, but that's probably from eating all the wrong things that I do anyway. So I counteract that by taking a spoonful of stuff called Maalox, and I'm grand after that, not a bother.
I thought you might put a bit of the creator in there as well,
Well, do you know, Declan, I don't drink. I'm just mad. I don't drink.
Really?
I don't drink at all. I don't. I gave up drink, it must be about 30 years ago, when I got very obstreperous one night after drinking. I think it was 7 Irish Mists or something, and I was at a conference with my husband's company, and I said all the wrong things, which I'd be very good at, and I said after that, no, not drinking anymore. I couldn't remember what I said, which was all.
Yeah, didn't agree with you as such.
Didn't agree with me at all, so they...
And you didn't agree with anyone.
It was terrible. I don't know how my husband managed to keep his job after it. I said dreadful things to people. But anyway, look at, that's me, and you just have to put up with me, and that's it.
You learned your lesson.
Yeah, I have a great tip of the week for you,
Great.
You know when you're out for the day and you're always looking for a loo and you can't find them, particularly at the moment. So there's a new website out now, and I hope your listeners won't be offended. It's called p.ie, which will give you the location of where there's toilets if you're looking for them, okay? So I thought that was extremely funny. But, it will be useful.
Yeah. Well, it's better than the advice.
Me next week.
I mean, the alternative advice is hold on, really. So,
Well, anyway, it's p.ie. So there you
go. Okay. Thanks very much, May. That'll go down.
Exactly. All right. Take care.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Bye.
And that's the chair of Older Persons Council in Wicklow, May Quaid in Baltinglass there. On the morning show, Brona Gallagher, we'll have a chat with her later on and hear the latest song. We heard it yesterday, which was great. But there's talk about when the economy reopens, will carbon emissions flood back again to pre-pandemic levels? We'll hear about that very soon. Morning show at East Coast.
East Coast FM's Cope with Hope.
Hey, this is Dave Harrington. Hope you can join me weekdays from 4 for great music, including your feel-good song requests. Plus, the chance to win a meal for you and your family on East Coast FM's Head Wrecker. And all the latest entertainment, news and goss. It's just a bit of fun through your afternoon.
I'm from Lucan originally in Dublin, but I live in Galway.
How do you listen to us online?
We were on Alexa.
8% of people in Wicklow bring something on holidays with them. What is it?
Tea bags. My mum and dad, we stopped going to America with a case full of fresh and sausage and they took everything off them.
I'm not surprised.
Years ago. No, imagine trying to bring loads of rashers and sausages for your family in America in a suitcase on a 2-week holiday. That sounded really funny at the time.
Join me weekdays from 4 with Bright Ford Bray.
If you're aged 65 to 69, you'll be offered your free COVID-19 vaccine next. You can register now on hse.ie. When it's time for your vaccine, we'll send you a text with your appointment time and location. you'll be invited to get your vaccine at a HSE vaccination centre. If you can't register online, you can call us on 1850 24 1850. To register or to find out more about your COVID-19 vaccine, go to hse.ie. From the HSE.
Get ready to take on the world in a new look Suzuki Swift. 100% hybrid, 100% affordable, easy to drive, economical and packed with VIP features. Arrange a test drive in the new Swift SZL today. You won't find a better spec. The new Swift Hybrid from just €17,440 with 0% APR finance at Pascal Kennedy Motors Dunleary. The name for Suzuki in South Dublin and County Wicklow. Full TNCs at kennedymotors.ie. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. 0% APR is available on selected models only. This is a hire purchase agreement. You will not own the goods until final payment is made. Finance provided by Bank of Ireland, trading as Bank of Ireland Finance.
For expert financial advice on company and personal pensions, life assurance and savings and investments, contact John Diskin or Niall Callery of Momentum Financial Services Limited on free phone 1800 303 652 or email us on info@momentum.ie. Advising clients on their financial needs for over 25 years. Consultations can be held in person, over the phone or via Zoom call. Momentum Financial Services Limited, located in Ashford, County Wicklow and Trinity Street, Dublin, are financial brokers regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
I think May is right about the old milky tea. Gosh, milky. Well, I don't like tea. I used to love tea. I used to have tea all the time. And then for some reason, I just went off it. I can't buy tea anymore. You know, the ordinary tea you get. Not the green teas and things like that. But milky tea, ugh, sounds even worse.